It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, you know, with the world of emojis, there's so many to choose from now. Some people communicate with only emojis sometimes.
Really?
There's a lot of them to choose from. Almost too much. It's almost like the cereal aisle for me when I go to the grocery store.
It's kind of like a tribe that's in the Amazon that had never been discovered before, and you find out they communicate with emojis.
Okay.
You're like, what is this language?
I thought they clicked their tongue.
That's in Africa.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I have something good for all of us because if you use emojis, do you?
Yes.
Okay, Tori? Yeah.
Everyone uses emojis.
Not everybody.
What'd he say?
Okay, everybody uses emojis. I got some new ones. Once you do an update, some new emojis are going to be coming out for us, like a face with bags under the eyes.
Oh,
we've
been needing that
one for a while, haven't we?
Yeah.
But what will we use that for? To show we're tired?
Yeah, we're just tired. Got jet lag, anything like that. Bags under your eyes, you're just not feeling pretty. You're having an ugly day or something.
Does your info say what it's going to be called, like the name of it? Because I would call it haggard.
Okay. It's just face with bags under the eyes is all they've got.
Wow, they need a better
are
person.
Are they named?
Some of them, I think, are.
I think just because of the expression, right? But not necessarily.
All
it's
right.
It's not the name book of names.
What did he say?
Praying hands.
I forgot.
I asked a question. I said, are they named?
Okay, your next one is a fingerprint. We don't have I thought we already had a fingerprint emoji.
Not that I know of, but that's a good one.
I think so.
And then that way we can log in with it.
Just find the emoji. Leafless tree, which I thought we would have that, because that's kind of a creepy Halloweenish type theme.
Well, it's just a fall thing.
Fall thing, no leaves on the tree.
Yeah.
Root.
Or winter. A root?
Root vegetable.
Which one?
What? It just shows, it says root vegetable.
So a carrot?
Could be that.
We already have a carrot.
Okay. Do you have a potato? That's a root vegetable, correct?
Hold on. Let me do some
research. I don't even know what all is. There's so many.
Yeah.
I usually use the same faces over and over.
But here's what you need to do. You should think about how can I use these emojis because they're going to be available to me in just in the next few days.
Well, and you're talking about people that write an emoji, and I've done that with friends. I'll just send emojis explaining a story to see if they could figure it out.
That's a fun game to play.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah.
Did you get the research?
So here's the thing. As I was typing it in, I realized I don't know all the root veggies. So like potato came up and sweet potato came up. And then I thought, those are the only two I thought to look up.
Okay.
So I have no idea what we're missing. But those are there.
I mean, there's a lot of them. Rutabagas. I think, what are the things? The green
watermelon.
Things
is that a root vegetable?
I don't know because it grows on the ground. It's a vine.
But that's aren't true. Technically everything that grows from the ground a root?
No.
We don't have to get
the root vegetables. Like a carrot grows underground. It's a root.
Carrots, beets, turnips, parsnips, potatoes, rutabagas, radishes, horseradish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, so potatoes aren't it?
Here we go. This one might be useful. A harp. We don't have a harp emoji, and that's going to be coming out.
I'm going to be honest. I thought we did, but how's it going to be useful?
Just like if someone, let's say, passed away, and you put an angel and a harp there, like, you know, they went to heaven.
See, I would do it like... the letter U, and then the fire, and then harp.
Okay.
So you warm my heart kind of thing.
Okay, I got you.
See how you do that?
It's a heart, not a harp. A harp, not a harp.
Play along with it.
I'm so confused.
At Christmas time, harp the herald, angels sing. And you can do that one, too.
Our birthdays, harpy birthday. If we're going to be dumb about it,
can I have a hall pass?
I think it's funny. It's good. Harpy birthday.
You can't read these as it is, and you're going to add this confusion to it?
Thanks for your evaluation, Tom. Well,
I asked for a hall pass.
Go.
Yeah.
No one gave me one.
You're free.
Shovel is also on the emoji list.
Yeah, that's that friend you don't like.
Yeah, bury something. Something.
Okay, got you. And then a paint splatter, like just a big blotch. And that's going to be an emoji
walls
this
at home.
Mm-hmm. And now they're already developing emojis for the next year, and we don't even have these. Hairy creature, like a hairy Bigfoot creature.
Ex-wife.
Okay. Tori in the winter months when she don't shave.
She's about
in
to here. Say, why are you making eye contact with me?
Okay. An apple core, they're developing that. A trombone and a treasure chest, which I thought, why? I mean, it seemed like they'd have a treasure chest.
Yeah.
Seemed like I'd have a trombone by now. They should have most of the band instruments.
I agree.
Yeah. Why did they have all those arrows and flags and all the ones
know,
in the very back?
Never used.
You don't use them. Yeah.
All the weird stuff. I'll look through it sometimes and I'm like, I can't figure this out.
And scrolling through it just to find the one you want to use.
And they're so small, I can't see them.
I think they should make a rule after a certain point where if they make a new one, they got to get rid of an old one.
Okay. Yeah.
And they could just do it based on how, like, they should have some little thing embedded in them that shows how often they get used.
I agree.
And if they're not getting used, chunk them. We don't need a clutter.
Don't y'all just type in the word and then the emoji will pop up?
Yeah, but it does. Sometimes there's not an emoji for what you want.
That's probably when I spell it wrong.
Yeah, that's
right.
I don't know, because they literally, it's amazing what they don't have sometimes. Like you go, you need an emoji, and you type, you're like, they don't have that? Are you kidding me? But we've got a, what'd you say, a rutabaga?
No, that's a, well, root vegetables coming out.
And I mean, it's like, we don't need a rutabaga as much as we need some of these other things.
How about a guy sitting on a toilet? Is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there
of.
A toilet in general?
I think yeah, so. There is a toilet.
Okay, good. Okay.
And there's a ice cream looking one too that can go. Sorry,
I need a hall pass now, Tom. Can I go with you?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you'd like to take a little control of your day, I've got a short list that may be able to help you out with getting started off.
Let's do it.
These are some morning habits that can make your life miserable. You're welcome.
Yep, waking up.
Now, I don't expect you to make this list and follow it. The idea is to avoid these morning habits that make you miserable, because who would want a list of morning habits to make you miserable, and you just go like, I'm going to follow these.
It's already tough enough, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and just run down some of the things that can make you absolutely miserable.
Let's do it.
The first thing is reaching for your phone immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Give yourself a chance to wake up, maybe start some coffee. Your phone is full of stressful stuff, so it's not the best way to start the day.
How am I going to find the bathroom without my phone? That's my light to find the bathroom.
Night lights. You use that night.
Sometimes I don't like any light.
And for me, you know, if you
that just made no sense at all.
I don't like any light while I'm sleeping, but I have to have light to find my way to the bathroom.
Okay.
If you, grab your phone first thing, your eyes are not adjusted either. It's like, you're trying to squint your eyes to see what someone texts you.
Okay, that has nothing to do with it. It's just the stressful stuff in your phone.
Well, it's also the news breaks and stuff. It's nothing but negative news as soon as you get up in the morning. You don't want to start your day that way.
Yeah, I don't. I jump on Instagram and I watch animal videos, and then I get to TikTok and see their animal videos, and I have myself a ball. And then I'm late to work because I scroll and I lose track of time.
Okay, you don't want to start your day being late to work, y'all. Don't follow Tori.
The next morning habit that can make you miserable is dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. Try to think of each new day as a new chapter or a new chance. Mm-hmm. Dwelling on things that went wrong the day before or the week before can blend all of your days together into one big stressful experience that never ends.
Live in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Live in yesterday's moment?
Well, a lot of times, we pre-plan. We think about the future all the time, or you're thinking about mistakes you made in the past.
Yep.
So live in the moment.
Oh, no. I dwell on that at night before I go to bed.
Okay, Jory. She's not helping you.
I'm not sure it's me or you that she's not helping, but anyway.
It can be a BOGO.
I like BOGOs. All right, things that can make your morning start off miserably with these habits. Starting your day with complaints. Try not to roll out of bed and start complaining about the weather or how much you don't want to go to work. It sets a negative tone that can stick all day.
Can you hear me? You're listening in on
there
my
you
house.
Go.
And you know what's funny is this morning the weather was bad.
Yeah.
And so I was in my bathroom and I heard the wind and I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be horrible out there. And I let that set me up to start off feeling negative.
Oh, I sat on the side of my bed here in the wind and storms this morning thinking, should I take a sick day? It's been a while since I've had a sick day. I just might stay in bed, but I got up.
All right. These are morning habits that can cause you to be miserable, not taking time to be grateful. This is something that's simple to do, is to take 5 minutes to think of things you're grateful or thankful for. Maybe it's something general, maybe something specific, but studies show we're happier when we take time to be grateful, mindful, or even meditate.
Attitude of gratitude.
I don't know what that means, but you're right,
that
Tom.
Means you need to have an attitude of gratitude.
Would you hush? I'm talking to Tom.
Hawk's going to read some self-help books or something. And he's
that's not self-help books.
These things
it's,
to us.
No, it's biblical principles. It's like, you know.
That's
which
a hard
verse
book.
Is that?
What?
Attitude of gratitude.
Oh, it's in the New Testament all over the place. And also, you know, you number your complaints and count your blessings.
It's in Numbers?
Isn't that the same thing?
That's in Psalms. Well, you number the complaints. Like, you start going, man, I've complained 3 times this morning, and I've not even had one grateful thought or blessing that I've thought about.
I agree, Tom, what you said.
Thank you.
Wow, you know what? I feel like an outcast. I'm trying to share truth with you.
These are things that will give you a negative attitude, starting off with these habits. Rushing through your morning without any fuel. They mm-hmm. say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but 1 out of 4 Americans skip it. And if you're cranky by noon, eating something small and healthy in the morning could help. We talk about food nonstop in here. It's obviously something we need to keep us going and happy.
We talk about delicious food. Now I'm over here eating turkey bacon and a boiled egg, and I'm like, why? Quit talking about burgers and fries.
I got a frozen Marie Callender's in the microwave right now.
I like her chicken pot pies, but I don't like her other stuff.
Well,
and the
I'm
way
not...
it smells when you pull it out of the microwave, it's not good for you.
You know what? Just sniffing somebody else's meal ain't going to help get you going either.
Uh-huh.
Can I sniff that, Tom? Do you mind if I sniff your microwavable food?
Before they eat it or after?
Yeah, okay.
I can do after. They say another habit that can make you miserable is engaging in negative self-talk. It goes hand in hand with starting the day off with complaints. Don't let your inner monologue drag you down mm-hmm. with thoughts like you're lazy or you're messing up. It can be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, but sometimes it can also be motivating. Like when I was running, I'd look at a tree down the road and I'd be like, if you can't make it to that tree, girl, what are you even doing? That's, and then I'd make it to the tree and I'd be like, well, you might as well keep going.
But that's a negative way to say it.
It's but like, I was running farther, so does it matter?
You can sit there and say, hey, I can do this. I can get to that tree. That's a positive way.
You have to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yes, exactly.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
You got
know.
A book on that?
Positive thinking leads to a positive life. Negative thinking leads to a negative life.
But negative
you,
thinking
Oprah.
Got me farther.
It's not Oprah. I don't watch her or follow her at all.
What were you going to say, Tori?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Avoiding all physical activity.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to be one of those people who jumps out of the bed and runs for 5 miles or does Pilates. Even some light stretching or short walk can release endorphins and boost your mood. My wife is trying to convince my son of this right now, and she's got him going on 3 and 4 mile walks after school with her.
That's good.
I'm like, I would join y'all if you're going on a 3 or 4 block walk, but I am not going on a 3 or 4 mile walk.
Don't you have a golf cart to ride beside him?
We sold it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what I do when my son wants to. He goes, let's go running, Dad. I'm like, I'll follow you in the golf cart.
I know. I have friends that'll call me going, hey, let's go walk. And I'm like, to where? Inside a bar?
I do walk. I do walk. And you know what, Tom? You can just do one lap with them and then just, you know, stop.
That's what, I don't know if that's what they're doing or not.
And I'll tell you what gets you up and going is an electric shock.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Well, finally, not having a goal in mind. We tend to be happier when we have a goal. It can be a personal goal, a work goal, or something more long-term. Tell you what works for us is we'll schedule a vacation. It might be a year away.
Oh.
But knowing you got that vacation that's like, wow, we're going to go to this. We're going to go to Dollywood, and we're going to really have a good time, a whole week there, and we're going to play putt-putt and do all this fun stuff. It gives you something to get up each day for.
Looking forward to it. I just got a call in the last couple of days about our trip to the beach this summer, and I'm like already looking at the houses and looking at hotels and stuff.
Y'all's goal is much higher than mine. My goal is when I get home, I can take a nap.
I'm just looking to our next day off here.
Yeah, there you go.
Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They asked the kids, what is one thing that you hate most about school? Now, homework is obviously one of the top answers. They don't like homework. Some teachers are awesome because they like, I don't give homework. And you're like, yes, I'm glad you got her as a teacher this year, him as a teacher. But that was one of the answers, obviously.
Well, some homework is necessary in order for you to drill this stuff in.
Why, sure.
I think there's a time limit and an amount limit that there needs to be, though.
I never did any homework. Look at me. I'm good.
Well, there you go.
Okay. They say taking final exams or tests is something that they hate.
Yep.
Also, making up snow days and also e-learning on snow days. That's something that a lot of us didn't have to do. Like, if we got a day off at school, we didn't have to do e-learning and sit there at the computer all day listening to a teacher.
A snow day was a fun day.
Mm-hmm. They also mentioned pop quizzes. That's a thing you hate when the teacher, you come in, you sit down, and say, okay, we're going to have a pop quiz day. And you're like, oh, man.
I'm like, what subject are we in now?
I agree. They also say the social life and circles and all the cliques that are a part of school.
That's a part of, I think, teenage years. It doesn't have to be school. It wouldn't matter where you were. They would be going on.
If it weren't for the socializing, I don't think I would have ever made it to school. That was the only part I enjoyed.
Okay, but you might have been popular and like everybody wanted to be around you. But sometimes it's the social life and the circles of not fitting in. Sometimes it's right the reverse.
I didn't speak to anybody at school, and I'm okay. Look at me now.
You were a shy guy?
I was. I don't remember raising my hand. I had a couple of friends I hung out with at school that I didn't see after school.
Getting up early is something that they hate about school. Now, these are the very top ones, so getting up early is a big thing to them.
That's what we hate about life.
And that's going to keep happening, kids.
Yeah.
Unless you got like a night job or something.
Okay.
You can sleep all day and then get up and work all night. And then when it comes to subjects.
Goals. I want a night job.
I told y'all about my friend who worked ER overnights, mm-hmm. and her neighbor was mowing the lawn at 2 p.m. when she was sleeping.
Yeah.
And she was like, Carl, it's the middle of the night. Quiet that thing down.
There you go. When it comes to subjects, it's the same one I think we've all struggled with. But this is, according to kids, something they hate most about school is P.E. or sports class.
They don't even have it anymore.
But ours do.
How often?
Up until like sixth grade, you have PE, where you have it almost daily, yeah.
Schools have bailed out on giving our kids physical exercise.
Are you sure? Maybe that's for the teenagers, but if your kids were like in sixth grade, up to sixth grade, you still got PE every day. I mean, you go out and you look at the schools, they're playing on the playground.
I don't know about all that. Not every school is that way. I know my kids went to Fisher Middle School, and PE was not something they did a ton of.
I would say that maybe the playground is not what they're talking about, though. You're probably right, because teenagers, if you do have to get out there and sweat and then put your clothes back on.
Well, we did in high school when I was growing up. You had a period, you got a PE class every day, and I scheduled mine when I could as the last class of the day, so I wouldn't have to do any of that. But sometimes you'd have first or second period PE, you'd come in, you'd sweat, and then you would go the rest of the day stinking.
Yeah.
Unless you showered in that communal shower.
And there's nothing like what you're going to get when you pick last for that sport.
Exactly.
I mean, it builds character.
You think I would have not sweat so much. But you'd be out in the hot sun. I was in Florida, so I'd be out in the hot sun, and I would be basically standing in the heat sweating, hoping the ball didn't come to me.
Oh, there you go. All right, top two answers. Teachers was mentioned, and now you got the weird ones out there and the ones that are not your favorite.
Yeah.
But you hear kids talk about their teachers, and I think we all have that. Same thing for bosses. It applies when you get in the real world. You're going to have some bosses you just love, and that teaches you things, and some that you don't like as much. Number one answer for the kids is they hate an oral report or to make a speech in class.
I hated it.
Yeah, I did too.
I had to do an oral book report. Mm-hmm. Totally forgot about it. So I grabbed a book off the teacher's shelf, read the back of the book, and got up and did a report and passed.
Did you really?
I did something like that once.
She had no clue. I just read the back of the book.
Upton Sinclair, The Jungle. It was a book about the meatpacking industry in the 1930s. It was horrendously boring and and so I did what you did. I basically took the little inside thing that, you know, that hardcover inside of the jacket, and she knew. I got like a C or a D.
Well, I'm impressed that you remember the book.
I know, right?
I'm like, honestly.
I'm thinking my mom was in high school. I have no clue what that
book was. I can't remember anything from high school. It's all 5 years.
It's come in handy. like my kids, they were talking about like Upton Sinclair, and then me, I'm like, yeah, I did a book report on that once. And they were like, really? What was the book about? I'm like, I have no idea. Something about the meat packing industry. But they were like impressed that I knew who he was.
They had to hate that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time for a second date update. We're going to try to get a couple back together after a first date that may not have gone so well. We're going to start off. We've got Donna on the line and find out what's happening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. You said that you went out with a guy named William about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And you guys went to dinner and out dancing afterwards?
Yes.
And you said you thought you had a good time, but you have not heard from him since.
Right.
So you think the date went great?
I thought it did.
Let me ask you one question. Did you give him a good night kiss?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey.
Well, that's important. That's important. Well, we're going to call William up, and we're going to ask him why he hasn't called you back for another date.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and call William.
All right. Here we go, Donna. Just okay. Be quiet.
Hello, is this William?
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Is this yes?
Yeah, this is Hawk and Tom for B93.7.
How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Well, we're calling you because we've got a feature called Second Date Update where people can call, and if they have been out on a date with someone and that person has not called them back, then we try to find out what went wrong.
Okay.
You know a girl named Donna?
Yeah.
She says that she thought the date went very well, and she was surprised that you did not call her back. So we're calling to find out what went wrong, or maybe did you lose her number, or what's the problem?
No, I didn't lose her number. Yeah, it was a pretty good date. She's an okay girl. I guess the biggest problem I guess I've got with her is... You know, I'm a guy from the South. I'm born in the South. I've always lived in the South.
Yeah, me too. I can relate to you.
And she isn't. And
what do you mean she isn't?
I don't know if you've... I guess obviously you've talked to her.
Yeah.
She just got this Yankee up north Brooklyn guy's accent. And it just grates on my nerves to the point that I just can't...
Excuse
I can't
me?
Get past it.
Are you kidding?
Do what?
You hear it, Red Hick. Redneck accent.
William, Donna's on the line right now.
Uh-oh.
Well, now, Donna, it sounds like he's just saying that the way you talk bothers him. Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
New York.
Okay. And how long have you been in the South?
Not long.
Okay. Right. So, You've still got your northern accent, your New York accent.
It's pretty thick. I don't think she's going to lose it anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
And there's nothing wrong with the way I talk. We all talk like this in New York.
Right.
He's got some nerve. I can't believe it.
Now, William, what's wrong with going out with Fran Drescher?
See, that's the deal.
I'm just teasing.
I just can't get past it. I guess I just got that, you know, that Yankee thing. I can't get past.
You got a good night kiss out of it, William.
Yeah, she's not that good a kisser.
Oh, you got some nerve, buddy. Mr. Drooling all over the place.
Drooling all over the place.
Dude, what?
Ew,
what are
I have
you
never
talking
seen
about?
Anybody who wet me like that. That's disgusting.
You wet her.
Are you
Ew,
kidding
she
me?
Got my mouth all wet.
You saying
you're like kissing a largemouth bass?
Hey, and down here in the South, we know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So why do you think the date went so well and he didn't think it's so good?
He acted like he was having a great time, and when we parted our ways, he was like, I'm definitely calling you back. You are so hot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, now, so you just don't like the accent. Is that it, William?
Yeah, I just can't get the whole Yankee thing. You know, there's two kinds of Yankees, Donna. There's a Yankee that comes down to visit, and then there's a Yankee that come down and stays.
Dude, that ain't nice.
Well, I'm sorry.
And what do? Do you sit home and watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Maybe. Quality TV.
Yeah. And is that your uncle I saw crossing the street in his overalls and his no teeth in his mouth?
That's going a little too far.
Yeah. You know what? We normally offer the couples another chance to take a stab at this dating thing.
We'll go ahead and do it, though. If you guys want to go on a second date, we'll pay for it. It's up to y'all.
I'll pass.
Yeah, not with him. He can forget it now.
Well, you know what?
He just missed out on a really good thing is all I have to say.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys being on the show this morning.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, tell him go back to Hee Haw.
Gotcha.
The true Donna's coming out now, and I could see that, and that's why.
Yeah,
that's right. When I get my attitude up, they call me Mount Vernon Donna.
Okay.
That's right. Watch out for her.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, it doesn't sound like the two of you are made for each other.
No, I'd go back to New York if I were you.
Well, I'm sure you're both very nice people, and I'm sure there is someone that is right for each of you here, but it's obviously not each other.
You guys take care.
All right, take care, William.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Donna, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah. You know what? I apologize. I felt like that was unfair for him to be treating
you
like that.
You called her Fran Drescher earlier.
Well, I was kidding around. I mean, she does have the accent, but it's not a reason not to date somebody. And
yeah.
I think William was out of line, and I am sure that you're going to meet a nice guy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
well,
I have to go back to New York.
Oh.
If you're hot and you kiss like a largemouth bass, you're going to find a man here.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that is?
Well,
I don't want to know.
Thanks for listening to the show, obviously, and good luck on your dating.
Thank you.
Aw. Not a success today.
Wow. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.